This podcast has been recorded on a cell phone.
Hi everyone, my name is Sachi Murahashi and I'm happy to present to you the fourth of the five-part study lecture titled Creating a Century of Humanism in Which All Can Shine. The installment for the month of November is titled Youth Are the Hope of Society, Become Indispensable in Your Workplace. The month of November is busy for many of us as we prepare for our district general meetings. It is also a time when we reflect on our past year and revisit the determinations we made at the beginning of the year to see how far we have come. Sensei begins this lecture describing his admiration for cherry blossoms, which signifies the beginning of spring and the blossoming of new life. Although for us, we may be experiencing shorter days and colder weather, we always have fellow members, the Gohonzon, and our mentor to bring forth our wisdom, courage, and compassion to face all obstacles and challenges in our lives. Sensei encourages us by saying, Nichiren Buddhism teaches us to transform everything positively and change all poison into medicine. Thanks to its immeasurable power, we can live wisely and find hope even when the future is uncertain. We can turn everything that happens into a source of growth and victory. That is the benefit of faith in Nichiren Buddhism. I ask my beloved friends of the Youth Division to please advance, now more than ever, with confidence and pride. Sensei describes his youth as a time of painful struggles. Although brief in description in this installment, if we dive into any of his writings, The Human Revolution, The New Human Revolution, we read about his life and of many other practitioners who transformed their lives in the face of insurmountable obstacles. Using the power of the Gohonzon and putting into practice the words of Nichiren Daishonin, we are the modern examples of those who are transforming unhappiness into happiness, struggles into victories, and showing actual proof day after day. Let's read our first Gosho passage from On Attaining Buddhahood in This Lifetime.
It, the Vimalakirti Sutra, states that if the minds of living beings are impure, their land is also impure. But if their minds are pure, so is their land. There are not two lands, pure or impure, in themselves. The difference lies solely in the good or evil of our minds.
If things don't turn out the way we want, or if a situation is unfavorable to us, it is easy to lay blame on the circumstance or other people. However, in Buddhism, this is a state of delusion. Nichiren Daishonin is strict as he states that how we perceive our circumstances is based on the state of our minds. This can be difficult to fully grasp. We often find ourselves in circumstances that are beyond our control. We are reminded by Sensei that Buddhism is a religion of inner transformation. The pure realm in which the Buddha resides and the impure realm where ordinary people dwell are not two separate realms. There is no fixed difference between them. All apparent differences are expressions of the good or evil of the minds of those who live there. Human beings can, therefore, transform their environment by transforming their inner state of being. What in our environment do we want to change? Rather than looking externally, we must look internally and transform our state of life. The difference between a Buddha and an ordinary being is nothing more than the difference between a deluded and enlightened life state. The process of this transformation is supported by seniors in faith, fellow members, and families. We are reminded how fortunate we are to have fellow members who share our struggles and chant with us about them. These connections made in our organization, and specifically in our districts, are treasures in our lives we should cherish. Sensei reminds us to not to close yourself off from others and grapple with your problems alone. Reach out to someone you trust and seek their help and advice. If you chant in earnest and make efforts to solve your problems, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas throughout the universe are sure to respond. As the title of this lecture states, the workplace is a training ground, especially for youth, where challenges give rise to opportunities to show actual proof of this practice. the values of beauty, benefit, and good set forth by first Soka Gakkai president Tsunesaburo Makiguchi are important criteria that are challenging to fulfill. However, it gives us pause and forces us to reflect when contemplating a change in career or a reflection on one's current job. Let's read the second selected Gosho passage from A Comparison of the Lotus and Other Sutras.
Because Buddhism has gradually been turned upside down, the secular world also has been plunged into corruption and chaos. Buddhism is like the body and society like the shadow. When the body bends, so does the shadow.
The image of the shadow bending along with the body is one that is easy to picture. The body moves and the shadow follows. Applying this metaphor to our lives, when we are faced with a challenge, are we the body or are we the shadow? In other words, do we remain steadfast or are we easily swayed? Recently, I interviewed for a small leadership role at my workplace. This role would entail an additional responsibility, and I was excited for the opportunity. I thought that I had prepared in advance, but during the short interview, I felt completely flustered. It was a complete embarrassment in front of my administration team, and afterwards, I wanted to crawl into a hole. I was definitely the shadow, being swayed by the circumstance and feeling absolutely defeated. However, I picked up the study material the following day and read the following words from President Toda. Young people should not be discouraged. Just put all your energy into your present job and become an indispensable person there. By chanting earnestly to the Gohonzon and continuing to strive your hardest, you will eventually find a job that you enjoy, offers financial security, and contributes positively to society. This is the benefit of faith. He continued, and that's not all. When you look back, you'll find that none of your hard work was wasted, but that it has all become a valuable asset for you. You'll come to understand that everything had meaning. I can assure you of this from my own experience. Our faith is expressed in our lives and in society. That is the power of Buddhism. Reading this gave me the encouragement to learn from this experience and to keep moving forward. Not only that, I determined to work and prepare even harder for the next opportunity. Although it was not the outcome I had initially envisioned, I am confident that this experience will have a great meaning in my life. In fact, by using it as fuel to push me to improve and work harder, it already has transformed to create value. Sensei encourages us by saying, when the body of our commitment and faith is firmly established, we will be able to steer the shadow of our work and our daily affairs in a better direction. For example, when facing difficulties at work and in other areas of our lives, if we take them on earnestly, steadily, and persistently based on faith, we can bring forth the wisdom and strength to overcome them, and we will achieve tremendous personal growth in the process. As we head into our places of work and go about our activities in our communities, let's remember the actions we take bring us closer to ensuring the establishment of the correct teaching for the peace of the land. The problems the world is faced with seem insurmountable at times, but as Sensei says, there is no barrier that a global network of youth committed to change cannot surmount. Also, our districts are full of members with experiences that illustrate the transformation of lives through faith. Although not all districts will hold study meetings in the month of November, let's ensure that in our study meetings and all of the other months, we can bring the material alive in our daily lives and continue to share and encourage one another. Let's continue to reach out to each member, encouraging them to read the study material and continue to share our experiences in faith with each other. Have a great study meeting, and if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us at study@sgicanada.org. Thank you.